Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, we have an hour of entertainment for you lined up this morning, but it would feel wrong not to mention the astonishing volume, really, of media coverage in Ireland and abroad today that has exactly the same theme, and it is, sadly, violence against women. In Wexford, 32-year-old Paula Lawler, she was a mother of one. She was found dead at her home only yesterday. Separately, hundreds of people went to a vigil in Banbridge and also in Newry for Karen Cummings, a 40-year-old mother of two. She was a children's nurse and she died after a serious head injury. Now, two men are charged there, so we'll leave that case. We'll leave the last word on that one there in particular. But Women's Aid said their vigil for all seven women who lost their lives to violence in the small places in the north just this year. And they added, the year is not over yet. On Tuesday, we heard from young Lisa O'Mara, an incredible woman. She waived her right to anonymity after leaving the courts so that her rapist, Barry Murphy of Grogan, Ballycumber in County Offaly, so that he could be named. And he's her former partner, and he was jailed for 14 and a half years for coercive control of her, for sexual violence, false imprisonment. And she was really praised for her powerful message of hope. Lisa O'Mara, she urged other women in abusive relationships to just leave. Just leave. It does not get better. And we know, as she does from Women's Aid, that the advice is never ever to tell the partner that you're planning to leave and not even give them the suggestion that you might do that. You have to ask for help and carefully arrange your escape. And the escape is possible and it's out there. We know this because of women like Lisa O'Mara. So her message of encouragement will be heard. In France, we know the story of Gisèle Pelicot's global name that stands for courage in the face of all this misery against women. And she leads that charge now that all of this news, it doesn't have to grind us down into despair. It's difficult. It's quite depressing to read it, but it doesn't have to mill you right down. And that's because we can thank people like Lisa O'Mara, who I've just mentioned, and the other women we met on this programme today who are just astounding, incredible people. Maeve O'Loughlin Doyle from Kildare, Blonard Rally from Mullingar. They didn't have to go public with their cases, but they chose to. They wanted other women to hear, and it's an enormous sacrifice they made for all women, really for all of us, for the whole country. And I think 2024 has been a little bit different because there is a shift in the air that these women who are sexually attacked or who are caught in that trap of domestic violence in their own homes, that they will be listened to and they will have the hand of help extended towards them and that they will survive. So we should all take solace in that. So thank you, Gisèle, and to Maeve in this country and to Lisa and Blonard and all the others. Help is available out there for the domestic violence issues. Women's Aid is an extraordinary organisation. They have a 24-hour national helpline that is 1800 341 900 1800 341 900. Also, rte.ie/helplines has information on supports for all those other types of cases. So everything. And I don't want to bring you down, but I just felt the coverage is so massive that it would be just not right to ignore it. Is there cheer to be had elsewhere around, I ask you? Well, don't look for it in the weather. Maybe you should if you really enjoy wind. There is a status yellow wind warning in place over the weekend. It's very significant for us because this is the weekend of the big Christmas shop. And the yellow wind warning is in place for six counties. So Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, who are this morning rolling their eyes going, ah, yeah, yeah. Every wind warning we hear, we assume it's us. Takes effect from 3 a.m. overnight tonight into Saturday, lasts until 6 p.m. on Saturday. So it's going to be very windy all day tomorrow. This means that your journey from the supermarket to the car after the big shop is going to be a perilous one. You know, the heavy trolley can be veering around the place like a ship lost at sea, and car doors will fly out like an escape hatch in Top Gun. So you have to be wary of that. And the groceries as well. Certain groceries are more susceptible to others. The bag of spinach, that's gone already. So probably buy two, put one stuff down at the end of the bag. Your butterhead lettuce, because that is open, you see. So it opens and becomes a kite caught with the wind. Anything that rolls, forget about it. Good night, Irene, to the greaseproof paper and the last minute wrapping paper, because Ireland is a UNESCO World Heritage Site for wind. God almighty, what we could have done in the world if we didn't have the wind.